Astrology has turned into a pop culture niche that millennials are drawn to. This type of pop astrology is used in areas from dating to other life decisions, and is especially popular with young women. Anna and Dylan discuss the history of Western astrology and why people are drawn to it. So this article starts out by saying that astrology has turned into a pop culture niche that millennials are drawn to. So a niche is something that is interesting to or aimed at or affecting only a small number of people. So astrology is important to people, but only a small amount of people. And it's very popular in pop culture, but it's particularly popular among millennials. But it is still less popular than other things. It is still only aimed or interesting to a smaller amount of people. And this type of pop astrology is used in areas from dating to other life decisions, and is especially popular with young women. So they call this modern type of astrology pop astrology, and the people that kind of believe in this or are interested in this use it in areas of their life. And this could be from dating to other different life decisions. And it is particularly popular among young women. And Anna and Dylan will discuss the history of Western astrology and why people are drawn to it. So this increase in popularity is with Western astrology, and they're also talking about why people are so interested in it now.
导文一开始呢，他就介绍说 ，astrology has turned into a pop culture niche that millennials are drawn to， 就是说呢，占星学已经成为让千禧一代年轻人着迷的流行文化领域。那 niche 在这边就是有合适的地位，那之后它可能就是流行在一些就是小部分的人的地方或是的领域里面。那他就是这边另外一个就是千禧一代，其实就是像2000年出生的年轻人。This type of pop astrology is used in areas of dating, from dating to other life decisions, and is especially popular with young women. 就是说呢，这类型的流行占星学，就是或者是现代的占星学呢，会被使用在就是约会或者是其他的人生抉择的地方，而且呢，它会就是在年轻女性间尤其受欢迎。Anna 跟 Dylan discuss the history of Western astrology and why people are drawn to it. 就是说呢，Anna 跟 Dylan 他们就讨论了西方占星学的历史，跟为什么人们会如此着迷于它，会如此有兴趣。